Go ahead.
Hello, good evening. This is Jose Cummings from Deep Soul Stories, where we share stories of food, music, and culture. Food, music, and culture are powerful vehicles for telling stories. This is true for both individuals, cultures, and communities. Food, music, and culture can represent who we are, where we come from, how we live, what we believe, and who we become. Our life's journeys, including stops along the way, can be condensed into dishes and bites, verses and chorus, a picture of imagination. Through our site and podcast, we will be sharing parts of our identities and stories as if announcing to the world, this is me. In this podcast, we're joined today by Mr. Elzie Honeycutt, dear friend of ours, dear TLP cohort member. Good evening, Elzie. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How about yourself, Jose?
I am well. Thanks for joining us. So, Elzie is going to talk to us today about sugar cookies and a family tradition. So, talk to us, Elzie. What are sugar cookies? What does that tradition mean to you?
All right. Well, sugar cookies for us. I grew up in a very large family. I'm the 9th of 10 kids. So. During the holidays, one of the biggest things that we do is we always get together and mealtime is great. So the sugar cookies were a thing that my mother used to make for everybody. And as kids, it was one of the few times that everybody, we have so many kids, all got along. It was the one thing that everybody could agree on that we wanted. So we would help make those for every Christmas, but we weren't able to eat them until Christmas Eve. Or Christmas Eve and Christmas. So we would be making cookies up until, 10 o'clock at night prior to Christmas and Christmas Eve. And then by the time Christmas morning would start, some families would go straight to the presents. We would go to the cookies because little kids, it was like a big deal. So it was one of the things that over time, just became a staple. It was more important than, the fellowship of getting the presents, but we used to actually use more of the cookies throughout the day. So everything we were doing, we were eating cookies and talking about like the presents we got. We'd eat cookies and talk about what's going on. Family and friends would come over and we'd be sharing cookies with them. And then as my mother passed and everybody got older, we kind of passed the tradition down to the younger generation. And then the other kids, they would continue to make the cookies. And as adults, it became a arms race, if you will, because now everyone wants those cookies. I won't eat sugar cookies throughout the year just because I only like the ones my family makes. So what ends up happening is we get our Tupperware, we get, 12 adults and we get the Tupperware and my sister makes the cookies. She'll have the new grandkids, nieces and nephews come over and they continue that part of the tradition. But us adults, we get our Tupperware and we take it home from that day. So we're all scheming. When are the cookies going to be ready so we can pick up our cookies? It just reminds me of when we were little and it's kind of a little fun thing that we do. I think the majority of us, it's an excuse to hang out, but the cookies are the one thing that we took from childhood that we still do to this day.
Now, is there a secret to these sugar cookies?
It's a family secret, and I won't tell you that. But
okay, I had to try for the audience.
Yeah, they're good, and I think the secret will stay with the family. I think the main ingredient is love, though.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. That's wonderful, and. What's your earliest memory? At what age did you start sharing the sugar cookies?
Well, so the cookie recipe has been around. I'm the 9th of 10, so I'm the youngest or second to the youngest. So it's always been around for me. I have 8 older siblings. So the earliest memories are in my, 2 or 3 year old, that sort of thing.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And do siblings typically just hold off until the holiday seasons? And do they kind of come up with, festive reasons to have sugar cookies to get together once in a while?
It's a once a year situation. We don't even get them at Thanksgiving. She's even tried to a couple of times make different cookies, you know, have some variety, and we all complain loudly. We don't want any other cookies but the sugar cookies.
Excellent.
No chocolate chips, no, you know, windmill cookies or any of the other festive candy cane cookies. None of that. We only want sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies. Excellent. Wonderful. And do the generations now participate in making them?
Yeah, so yeah, we, like I said before, we have the nieces and nephews. They'll attempt to make and come up with their own versions of the cookie. But the main cookie is the one that goes around. I'm sure, you know, newer generations like, the chocolate chips or whatever they're going to have. But for the most part, everybody just knows that that's our thing. We
absolutely. Well, great, great. Sound delicious. And do you have to eat it with anything to get the experience, or the sugar cookies tell their own story?
I think they tell their own story. Like I said, it's one of those things that we conversate, we get together. There's a lot of us. It's loud. And, everyone's always munching on something throughout the holiday. So that's our big thing is, drink some milk, water and just enjoy the conversation with the family.
Yeah, that sounds great. We all have certain reasons for getting together during the holidays and having that one dish that we all enjoy, especially when it's been passed down from generations. So Elsie, I want to thank you for sharing a little bit about sugar cookies with us on this episode. So thanks for joining us and with Deep Soul Stories. This is Jose Cummings and Elsie Honeycutt. And we try to share food, music, and culture stories for the audience to hear. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast. Have a great evening.
Thank you.